This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Some confusion to start here on trade policy and what's ahead. These tariffs and what was announced by a U.S. trade court that indicated that U.S. President Trump has overstepped in his authority to have these reciprocal tariffs. There can still be sort of minimal rates, but what will happen going forward, especially amid all of these ongoing trade negotiations, it's just a source of uncertainty that ultimately leans a bit more negative in an already bearish leaning lately for these grain futures. You have beyond that the weather influence, of course, at this point of the year, and nothing overly alarming on the forecast, even with some warmer, drier trends coming. You've got showers in the mix and having just had some good moisture in places that needed it recently, that's not a major bullish feature. And so what else? Well, we've got pretty good export data, some flash sales again announced this morning. That's a source of support, but it's not a bullish spark at this juncture, and we're seeing that expressed in a moderately lower start for most grain futures.
And when you talk about the exports and the numbers looking pretty good, is that a surprise at all, Joe, considering the trade atmosphere right now, or is it just the nature of the time of year and moving those products like we always do?
A bit of all of the above, from the sense that these are surprising numbers relative to previous estimates, and that includes the USDA.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers Edge Laboratories is celebrating 20 years in agriculture with a special offer for retailers and agronomists. Get 50% off soil testing. Built for ag with a fast 3-day turnaround and high quality analysis. Don't miss this special offer. Book soil testing now at 50% off at FarmersEdgeLabs.com. That's FarmersEdgeLabs.com. Farmers Edge, soil test with the best.
July corn down 4 1/4 at 446 3/4. July soybeans down 5 3/4 at 1042 3/4. July soybean meal up 70 cents at 294.40. July soybean oil down 75 cents at 48.18. Chicago wheat down a penny at 529 1/4. Minneapolis wheat up 2 pennies at 605 1/4. Kansas City hard red wheat up 0.75 cents at 526 even. On the Merck, June live cattle up $1.25 at $2.15.18. August feeder cattle up $2 at $2.97.63. June lean hogs down 30 cents at $99.98. Class 3 milk up 3 cents at $19.38. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.